Hundreds of doctors in Kansas and Missouri are being notified that their patients may have been treated with adulterated drugs. The development is the latest in the case of a Kansas City pharmacist who has admitted diluting chemotherapy and other medications in nearly 100,000 prescriptions. Frank Morris reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
In February, when Robert Courtney pleaded guilty to diluting drugs given to fewer than three dozen people, he agreed to tell all. But what he told stunned even seasoned FBI investigators like Special Supervisory Agent Judy Lewis.
Well, the information that he provided in the debriefing is nothing less than staggering. I don't think anyone was prepared in any way, shape, or form for the volume of information or the extent of Mr. Courtney's activities.
Courtney has now admitted watering down prescriptions given to 4,200 patients over the course of at least 9 years. His statements have helped break up an interstate black market prescription drug ring. And Lewis says the debriefings, with new details emerging, are far from over. The mushrooming investigation has touched the lives of thousands of people, like Marge Vermillion, a small, energetic, gray-haired woman who lives in suburban Kansas City. Sitting in the kitchen of the immaculate home she and her husband Byron built in the 1960s, her bright eyes sadden as she braces for news that may be on the way.
It'll be like losing him all over again. It's going to be a deeper cut this time, because his life was taken from him by someone that he would have trusted.
When Byron Vermillion was diagnosed with cancer 5.5 years ago, he was treated with prescriptions that Robert Courtney prepared. He died 4 months later. Marge Vermillion wants to believe her husband had a fighting chance, and will, she says, until she officially hears otherwise. But attorney Patrick McInerney, who represents a medical practice that used Courtney's pharmacy, says the doctors he works for aren't nearly as optimistic.
We are operating under the presumption that if it could have been diluted, it was, and we're acting accordingly. We're contacting patients who may have been affected, and you know, the best we can do in many cases, in all these cases, is to say you may have been affected.
Doctors can't tell for sure which patients Courtney cheated out of their proper dose, in part because individuals respond differently to medication. FBI agent Judy Lewis says Courtney's business records are a total mess, so the investigation is now almost completely dependent on his word. Meanwhile, more than 300 plaintiffs are already vying for a piece of Courtney's estimated $10 million estate, and new lawsuits are expected to flood local courts after the notification letters arrive, though Marge Vermillion won't be filing one. She says she's doing what she can to put the case behind her.
I'm trying not to really get into a deep hate mode for Courtney. I think that there are enough other people out there doing that, and it's sort of non-productive.
Vermillion says in a way she looks forward to the confirmation coming any day now. When people ask her about Byron's death, she wants to know whether to tell them one of two things. Either her 67-year-old husband died of cancer, or, as she puts it, he was murdered by a pharmacist named Robert Courtney. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.